This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Lepre. Lenny and Marsha Broad clearly remember one sleepless night 25 years ago. It was the eve of Hurricane Andrew.
We were novices. It was the first time any kind of hurricane was coming through that was significant.
Lenny is from upstate New York. Marsha is from Hyattsville, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. They talked with us in the Miami Stories booth during opening night of the History Miami Museum's exhibit, Hurricane Andrew, 25 years later.
We ended up staying, I think, in the living room area. We closed off all the doors to the bedrooms. And later in the middle of the night, we hear the windows from the east broke in, and the wind blew out the north-south side windows. The water started soaking the carpet through the house, and we ended up in a bathroom. And that's where we ended up spending the night, the two of us and our two children. You heard wind.
Well, you would hear things hitting the windows, or at least I heard things. And the kids were 11 and 8. They sort of were probably a little nervous. We tried not being nervous, listening to a transistor radio. And who were we listening to?
Brian Northcross. And I remember, I think when the eye went by, things quieted down. We went into the bedrooms and tried to put up some plywood on the window to prevent more water coming in.
Well, yeah. I did get it up there, yeah.
Yeah. The amazing part was in the morning, Lenny went out before the rest of us, and he came back in and he says, "You're not going to believe it." I don't know what an atom bomb would be like, but when you went outside, all the trees were bent down going west, and there were no leaves on anything. Just to see the amount of trees that fell, and yet we had this huge North Norfolk Island pine in the front. It must have been, what, 30, 40 feet high? And the thing was still standing. And just one side, the east side, there wasn't a stick of branches left. It was pretty shocking. And compared to most, I guess, minimal damage, no electricity for about 10 days. In the middle of August, Lenny would go to work. He worked in North Dade, so he had air conditioning and the lap of luxury.
Well, no, it was great. I mean, traveling up the turnpike wasn't too bad. And then getting up really by the county line, everything was nice. Birds were chirping and the sun was out and people were going about their business. I know at the end of the day, coming back home, it just got very quiet and dark and lonely.
And the kids' school was damaged, so they couldn't go to the regular school. And at that time, they were just constructing Southwest 120th Street underneath the turnpike. The road had not been opened yet, but the kids were being bused to another school west of the turnpike. And they actually opened that road up before it was supposed to be, because there was such a long way to get around and so much destruction.
Fortunate, unfortunate part was, after every disaster, it seems that everyone comes together, everyone gets friendly. Fences are literally and figuratively down. People talk to each other. And then after weeks and months, people go back to their old ways. And it's just not as friendly and congenial as it was.
Real life starts to happen again, I guess.
That was Lenny and Marsha Broad, who lived on 128th Street and Southwest 107th Avenue in Miami when Hurricane Andrew hit their neighborhood. You can hear more stories and memories about Hurricane Andrew at wlrn.org/andrew. This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Lepre.